The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Hey, Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, hosted by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm here with kicker Caden Davis. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. Happy to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's been a long time coming. I've been wanting to have you on, man. So, I guess we'll just start. Like, where are you from, man?
I'm from Coppell, Texas. It's a suburb just north of Dallas. Mm-hmm.
So, were you guys, like, I know, like, being from the suburbs of Atlanta, like, we in the A, we're here and there. Like, y'all was in Dallas like that?
I mean, I'd get in Dallas every now and then. It's like when I'm in Mississippi, I just claim Dallas because nobody knows what Coppell is, but it's like 30 minutes outside. We get down there every now and then, but if I'm in Texas, I can't really claim Dallas.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is for me too. I think, and I need Ben to put this clip, it's a song that this girl made, this girl made a song about like the places that aren't Atlanta. So like I'm from Gwinnett County, and she'll be like, Decatur, it's not Atlanta. Yeah. Gwinnett is not Atlanta. So when you're in the A, you can't really say it, but I definitely get that. Tell me about, I guess, just Texas high school football. You know, it's historical. Everybody hears about it. Like, what was it like for you?
Yeah, it was sweet. I mean, so where I was in Coppell, like, we were playing teams like Allen and Southlake, like you've probably heard of, with the huge stadiums. Mm-hmm. And, like, our playoff games were in those stadiums. So it was sick. I mean, it was like a little, like, before getting to college, you got a little glimpse of what it's like having games in front of 15, 20,000 people. It was sick.
That's insane. Did y'all, like, ever really do anything?
Our best year, we got to the fourth round of the playoffs, so pretty deep, but never went all the way.
That's deep, though. That's deep. Yeah, that's a good run. I feel like I'm from a football town. Like, how does the town really embrace football? Like, what is the town like on a Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like probably how you hear about town kind of shuts down. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I mean, everything's revolving around the football game going on that night. It's a big city, though, so there's other stuff going on still, but like everyone knows that there's going to be a game that night, so it's pretty cool. It's not like a small town Texas like you'd see in the shows, though, where everything's closed. Mm-hmm. It's still a big enough suburb to where there's stuff going on, but it's cool.
Yeah, I can't imagine that type of environment. I mean, we were similar to that, but probably a smaller city, smaller town, so nothing of that magnitude. I think we only sat like 4,000 people or something like that. But yeah, man, highly recruited out of high school, immediately to the SEC. What goes into just, I guess, being elite at kicker in high school, and how did you kind of get your name and face out there?
Yeah, recruiting is definitely a lot different for kickers. The biggest thing for my recruiting was there's like a camp circuit called Cole's Kicking Camps, and they pretty much see every kicker in high school and rank them all and do that. And so mainly through them, that's where I kind of got my name out there. And then also just going to different college special teams camps where just the kickers, punters, snappers go. And so I would go to a bunch of different schools for those camps. And then that was really the main thing that just got my name out there. And I grew up an A&M fan, so it wasn't that hard of a decision to go there when I got an offer from them.
Mm-hmm. What goes into, like, you know, what they're looking for? Is it distance, power, flight path? Like, I don't, like, what are the biggest things?
I think the biggest thing they look, I mean, that separates guys is going to be the power, just because, like, guys are going to have on days and off days, so the more they can see him, the better, but only a few guys actually have power to be able to play in the SEC or in college in general. So, I mean, it's tough. Like, if I was a special teams coordinator, it would be hard to see, like, what's a good kicker, because a really good player could have a bad day, or a bad guy could just have a good day and fool you. So it would be tough.
Yeah, especially when, like you said, like, you're just going to these camps, and obviously it's a one-day deal. Like, they if they see you at your best, boom, that day. And then I guess you're maybe you go to a school that scores a lot of touchdowns. You're only kicking PATs. Like, you're really looking for guys.
Yeah.
I know you got crazy power. A leg on you. What was your longest from last year?
56 against Tulane.
Oh man, yeah, that was nutty. I felt like we felt like it was automatic from anywhere. Like, and there were a lot of situations where we were like, oh, let him go out there. Yeah. 60, 61. We were just let him go out there.
Yeah, Dart would always ask me before the games, like, how I'm feeling, and I'll just tell them, get to midfield and we're good.
Right.
But at that point, it's more of like the risk-reward situation, depending on situation in the game.
What are some of the elements that that can change, like, a 45, you know, from being pretty routine to not?
I mean, the further back you go, the smaller the field goal gets, just like some geometry. So, like, really, everyone talks about having the leg to get there, but the further back you go, it's actually more about the consistency and how accurate you are. Mm-hmm. Like, guys can – the field goal's big when you're up close, but the further back you go, it's getting smaller and smaller, and you got to be even more dialed in.
What's going through your head, and when do you start to think about, okay, I'm about to have to go out here? Like, how early in the drive or late in the drive do you start to think, okay, prep myself mentally?
Usually, I mean, with how fast our offense moves, when we get the ball, I'll start doing a little bit of stretching or get down in the net. And when we get down the field, I mean, I'm really getting locked in. Like, around midfield, that's when I'm starting to really hit some balls in the net. I always joke around with the specialist, too. We're in the red zone, and we get a holding call, automatic field goal. But really, the only time I'm, like, chilling on the sideline is when the defense is out there. Every now and then you guys get a pick six or something, and I just got to scramble out there and find my helmet. But,
right.
Yeah.
How often are you in the net throughout the game? I know you don't maybe want to, you know, tire out or do too much. Like, how often do you warm up?
Yeah, that's probably, like, honestly one of the toughest things about being a kicker is just trying to find that right balance between staying loose and fresh and not doing too much. So, I mean, there's, like, different ways I can warm up, just hitting some no steps that, like, feels the contact. And so that's kind of what I start doing when the offense gets the ball, and just some, like, stretching, leg swings and stuff. And then when we actually get into field goal range, first down, I'll hit a ball or two. But I'm definitely trying not to hit too many balls. Stay fresh for fourth quarter when it matters the most.
Right, right. How big of a deal is the whole laces deal you hear? You know, I think I saw one – It was somebody in the pros was freaking out, and it was a whole big mess because he got laces and missed a really big one.
Really, like, the laces thing, it doesn't affect the kick that much. It's more of, like, a mental thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you see those laces in your face, and you're just, like, it's just, like, a panic mode kind of thing. But, like, the worst is if the holder gets the snap and you don't have laces and he spins them, and gives you laces, like, last second, then you kind of freak out. But
right. If
you see laces the whole way, it's not that bad because you know it's coming. But it's more of a mental thing than actually affecting the kick.
So when you say see laces the whole way, like, whole way from when he catches it to when he – or from the snap, like, how can you tell?
Yeah, so I'm not watching the snap. I'm just watching the holder. But if he just catches laces back and puts it down and doesn't spin it, that's different than if he catches, like, laces – quarter turn out and then spins them straight back into you.
Right.
It's a little different.
How is Chuck for you, man? He's, for those who don't know, Charlie Pollock, the frat boy punter, is our holder. So how is Chuck for you?
He's actually really good at it. I mean, if there were some times last year, like, a little out of range, maybe he could work on the flexibility, but he actually does a really good job of hitting his spots and spinning the laces out. And the snappers give him an easy job, too, with just giving the laces out a good amount of times, too.
Right. It was on that note, we had a stud long snapper. I mean, I love Jared.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That A&M game, you know, playing against the old guys, something that crazy would happen. What kind of walked me through, like, the emotions of that play?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, for me, like, when something out of the ordinary of that's not kicking happens in a game, it just happens so fast. And, like, I just looked up. Ball felt real good coming off my foot, and I looked up, and I had a D lineman in my lap. And then I see the ball out to the side, and by the time I could even react, it was already scooped up, and I just started running. But I didn't have enough in me, I guess.
Maybe that's what EA Sports is taking into account with your speed, right? And I know they play it with you.
Yeah.
Little do they know, you're definitely one of the fastest, just big skill guys that we have. I remember that play too. I didn't know what was going on.
It was crazy.
I'm just out there on the end, so everything's kind of happening behind me. And so I heard your thud, then I heard the second thud. I'm like, no way, right? Turn around, and I just see Chuck take off.
Chuck took off. He kind of cut me off. I think I would have had a shot.
Yeah, me too. I thought Chuck was going to get there. He had an angle, and then dude just turned the corner on him.
That guy was a fast player, though. I used to be racing him at A&M in workouts and stuff, and it would be close. He had a jump on me in the game, though.
Yeah, without that jump, I mean, he's hawk. He's hawk.
No doubt.
Speaking on the old days, man, just obviously you're a grad guy, so you had a full career at A&M. Tell me what it was like just playing for the childhood favorite.
I mean, it wasn't what I expected. I mean, Ole Miss and A&M are night and day different, but culture-wise, and I've loved it here since I've got here. And I mean, the reason I transferred is because I was just kicking off there and I wanted a chance to do field goals. So after being there 4 years and kind of just waiting and never really got my shot, it was a no-brainer to transfer, and I couldn't be happier that I did, just because, I mean, the coaching staff here, just the culture within the players and the locker room, it's night and day different to A&M. And I think that's a big reason to why we've had success here and why we didn't have a lot of success at A&M.
What kind of went into your recruiting process, you know, coming here? Obviously, as you said, you were only doing kickoffs. So how were you letting them know that you wanted to kick field goals and that, you know, you would, you know, be efficient and be able to help the team?
I mean, So the reason they really recruited me here because they wanted a guy that they knew was good at kickoffs. And then, like, all I wanted was a chance at it because, I mean, I believed in myself to win a field goal spot. And that's what they said, that I would have a chance to compete. And so that was really all that went in there. I mean, the other side of the recruiting process in the portal, I wanted to stay in the SEC. I liked the special teams coordinator at the time who was recruiting me, Coach Biagi. Mm-hmm. I've heard some stories about him from players after I got here, but I liked him a lot through the recruiting process.
Yeah, that's yeah, you know, we love Biagi, you know, the position players. So, yeah. But I know it's, you know, when that's your position coach, you know, things can get a little weird. But yeah, Biagi was a great dude.
Yeah.
But so yeah,
Schoonover, who they brought in after, though, I like even more, and he's probably my favorite coach I've had of all, like, since I've started playing sports.
What are some of the things that stand out to you about Schoon versus other special teams coordinators you got?
I mean, I've only ever had one other from A&M, and the biggest thing that's different is, like, he actually listens to us, and, like, as a kicker, it's kind of like being a pitcher. Like, we can't just go out and kick balls every day. Like, we have a kick count on us, just like a pitcher has a pitch count. At A&M, we were hitting a lot of balls, and, like, it starts to take a toll on you throughout the season. So Schoonie works with us on that and is real good about that and just listens to us and works with us, and I think he does a real good job. And he's just a player's coach. Everyone likes him.
All right, so obviously you guys work out with us and do all the same stuff that we're prescribed. What kind of goes into, I guess, the workout regimen for a kicker for you to be at your best, and kind of what was your development like coming from high school and then getting into college?
Well, I think the development part, like, in high school, I wasn't really even working out. I was just kicking. So once I got to A&M, I put on like 15 pounds in my first semester just because I started working out. But, like, the different stuff we do, it's a lot of explosive movements, like the speed squat and jump squat stuff we do. Like, I know our whole team does that, but the specialist will go in with Coach Ack and kind of do a more prescribed thing just for the specialist with that explosive aspect. And then the sprints are really good for it too, just to get that fast twitch muscle movement.
What have you noticed, like, I guess, has changed in your leg and in your production since you've been able to kind of build the explosiveness and build on your strength?
I mean, I've definitely gained some distance and hang time. I think it's just from getting stronger, and I think one of the other big things with putting on some muscle is just the injury prevention and, like, all that soft tissue stuff. It's a lot better for that.
Right. Speaking of hang time and distance, tell me a little bit about that opening kickoff or just kickoff in general, like the emotions and what you're trying to accomplish with that kick.
I mean, most of the time I'm just trying to hit that thing as hard as I can, put it into the stands, but I mean, I've been doing kickoffs for 4 seasons now, so I've gotten pretty used to it, but nothing really can beat that opening kickoff. There's just all the juice in the crowd, and I mean, it's pretty easy to just put everything you got into that and try and put one in the stands there.
Right.
But I mean, we'll switch it up sometimes with the kicks, but for the most part, I mean, I'm just trying to bang that thing as hard as I can.
Are there any situations where you don't want to kick into a touchback, and kind of let me know just about situational football, you know, from the viewpoint of special teams?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of situational football really, but depending on some wind, sometimes we'll change some stuff up, direction we're going, or, like, let's say, like, it's late in the game and a team, they got their hands team out there, but we're not kicking an onside. Like, I'm probably not going to just bang a touchback there. I might try and get something that stays in bounds, and they kind of got to scramble around and get it. I mean, there's different. You can do some sky kicks, some squib kicks, maybe a surprise onside every now and then.
Yeah, tell me about the mechanics of the onside and what is kind of the way you like to kick yours?
I mean, onsides are really just a lot of luck, but I've kind of got it dialed in to, because you can't just do one bounce because they can fair catch it. But I've got it dialed in now. Like, I can do that two bounce, and that second bounce just pops up. And at that point, I mean, the bounce is kind of just luck, but it's just a free-for-all at that point.
That's so crazy. Like, I feel like you pretty much can do it on purpose. You know, like, it's so interesting to see, like, what you change about how you kick the ball, like, and how you tee it up that makes it, like, bounce crazy like that on the second bounce. I've always found that so interesting.
Yeah, I don't even know really what makes that happen, but I've just done it so many times now that I found a way that works.
Yeah, our guy at Tech, we recovered, like, I think while I was at Tech, maybe like five onside kicks. It was miraculous. Just every time we got into the scenario, down two scores or something, and we were down two scores often, at the end of games. And yeah, he would get up there, and it would just feel like, okay, we're about to get a bag score, and then see what we can do with it. Such an electric play. Another thing that could be super electric is a kicker making a tackle. Mm-hmm. Have you got the chance to do that?
I have three tackles in my career.
Yeah?
Yeah. They were all at A&M, though.
Yeah, any big hits?
One of them was a good one. On the sideline, I've kind of flipped a dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully Ben can find that.
Yeah. Because South Carolina, 2021, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one always gets the crowd turned. Yeah. I remember Fraser laid somebody out last year or the year before, but absolutely demolished some guy on the sideline, and then he flexed on him. I was like, oh yeah. Like, you see. In the spirit of Pat McAfee, would you do some crazy celebration, or what would you do in that type of scenario?
So when I made that big hit before, I was kind of pissed off because I hit a bad kick, first of all. And so things happened so fast, like I was saying earlier, like I didn't really know what was going on, and I didn't even know that I hit him that hard, to be honest, until I saw the film after. So I didn't do anything then, but I think now, like after having experienced it a couple times and kind of knowing what that feels like and having talked about it so many times with the specialists and everything, I'd probably flex on them.
Yeah. Something you got to hit, like a JJ Fegis arrow or something
crazy. A land shark.
Yeah, that would set it on fire. What are kind of some of the things you use to take your mind off the game?
In summer right now, I've been golfing a lot. But I don't do that too much during the season. I'm already rotating enough, kicking, and just want to stay fresh. But golf's probably my number one hobby right now. I like cooking a lot, too, just because nutrition's kind of a big part of what I believe in for athletics. And so I cook most all my meals. But other than that, I mean, I'm just doing school, doing football. You know, there's not too much free time outside of that.
That's like me to a T, man. That's pretty much all I do is I'll golf every now and then. And in the past, like, 4 or 5 months, I've been cooking like 6 days a week, so we got to put a little cookbook together.
Yeah, we should.
We'll put that together, and then I know the fans are going to be waiting on the cookbook just like they're waiting on the season, man. So I'm excited to get into it. You know we trust you, so I'm excited to see you get out there and hit 60, 65 or something like that.
Yeah, I want to break the SEC record this year.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
Yeah, I think we will. I think Kiffin wants to try a long one. Just like he likes going for it on fourth, I think he thinks it's fun to kick some bombs.
Mm. No doubt, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.